Well, it wouldn't be an Arlington Million if we didn't have a chance to visit with our good friend Alistair Donald from the International Racing Bureau, and he's nice enough to join us now here on the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Alistair, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
We are doing well, and this is the 12th consecutive year we've had a chance to hear your voice on this program.
That's a shocker.
We were thinking about that coming up here, Jude. 12 years. This is the longest tenured broadcast that we have here on the network.
Yeah, it was our first one back in the day. Our first one away from Kentucky, and Alistair's been here every step of the way. And of course, everybody knows I don't bet a nickel, not a farthing, on the Arlington Million until we talk to Alistair.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those deals where you do have such an international presence here throughout these races, and same thing with Breeders' Cup. It's very much like a Breeders' Cup type of stage. And if you're not on top of the Europeans and how they're doing and how they're training here at Arlington, then you really are missing out, and Alistair is the man to fill you in on everything. So, Alistair, as always, no pressure.
No pressure, no. No pressure at all, but I've been here since Monday, so I've seen the horses for a few days now, and I have to say, these, I'm really looking forward to Saturday. These are great races coming up, and a really nice international mix of horses, and some competitive horses too from the home team. I mean, I think it's going to be I think the races are really hard to call, and they're going to be great races.
How does this group of Europeans compare to what we've seen in past Arlington Million years?
I think they're a very solid bunch. I wouldn't say that we've necessarily got a superstar, but then, you know, sometimes we have a horse that wins and we don't think he's a superstar, and then he goes on from Arlington. I mean, I'm thinking of sort of Highland Reel or something like that last year, who's gone on and covered himself in glory since then. And we might have one of those here.
There's always that chance. And as I was going over the races, I thought, you know, the Euros are going to be very competitive this year. Some of the American horses are a little bit jaded, I think. There's a couple of possible rising stars, but it seems to me like if I was a betting man, I'd say the Euros might have a little edge.
Well, I'm happy to hear you say that. I wish I believed you. I'm not sure I can agree with you. I think Americans, can win three of these. The home team might win three, and we'll be happy if we win one.
Wow.
Equally, we might win three and we might win all four, but I don't think that'll happen.
You know, so often we talk about the Europeans coming over here and preferring a softer type of turf course. We seem to have this discussion every year with Alistair. But Alistair, that's often not the case with the horses that we see come from across the pond. Usually when they come here, they're looking for a bit firmer ground. Is that right?
I think most of the horses that have come over here are looking for firmish ground. As we sit here talking, it's raining a little bit at the moment, and that was forecast. But people are saying, you know, that will probably make the ground perfect.
Yeah.
A little bit of rain won't do it any harm.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we have fast ground horses, and most of them will like to hear the hooves rattle.
Before we dive into some of the European contenders that are here for the graded stakes, talk about the European scene right now and some of the top horses that are campaigning there that quite possibly we could see later in the season, say in the Breeders' Cup in early November.
Well, if you're going to look ahead to the Breeders' Cup, I suppose you'd have to think about Aidan O'Brien's filly Minding. She's had a pretty sensational year so far and seems to be the best of her generation. Having said that, the fillies that Aidan O'Brien's brought here are not far behind her, but she seems to be at the top of the tree at the moment. I guess at the Breeders' Cup, you might see a horse called Postponed, who won the King George last year, won in Dubai, missed the King George this year, but will run in the Jubbonte International probably next week back at York, and he must be targeting the Breeders' Cup. They would be obvious sort of stars in the sort of turf distance races. And I guess, you know, there'll be milers like the Gurkha, another of Aidan O'Brien's, had a very successful season. And, I think Mondialist will come out here and point to the Breeders' Cup again this year.
Yeah, well, the Grade 3 American St. Leger is the first of those four consecutive graded stakes on the program Saturday afternoon. This one, boy, what a test this is. 1 mile and 11/16 on the grass course. Of course, all the greatest stakes are contested on the turf on Arlington Million Day. Arlington, start with Alistair. Start with a horse by the name of Wasser, number 6 in the St. Leger. What can you tell me about Wasser?
I think he is an interesting contender. He has some good form in Germany that sort of puts him in this mix here. And although Andreas Wohler, his trainer, who many people remember trained Silvano to win the million back in 2001, he's not actually traveling, making the trip this year. But he thinks this horse is going to go well. Look, we've got something here that's a little bit unusual in a home-trained horse that appears to be, you know, a European stayer, and I'm talking about De Big Hoss. I mean, he's shown that he likes a trip. He's consistent. I think he is a standout horse, and I think our guys are going to struggle to beat him.
Yeah, De Big Hoss 9-5 on the morning line in that St. Leger. The other two Europeans, Clondaw. Did I pronounce it correctly? Clondaw Warrior.
Clondaw Warrior. Yeah.
Okay. And Billabong.
Well, Clondaw Warrior is a fantastic horse. You would just love to have him. You know that last time he ran was in Ireland at Galway, and he won a hurdle race, going 2 miles and jumping 8 flights of hurdles. And I don't know if that's ideal preparation for the Americans and Ledger, but he's versatile. Before that, he ran a pretty solid race at the Royal Ascot meeting in a very long race, the Queen Alexandra Stakes. And, you know, he'll be galloping all day, but I don't know whether he'll be galloping quite quick enough.
It looks to me like the distance would maybe suit him a little better, even though you just said he won going 2 miles over jumps, but it looks like his best races are like at a mile and a half.
Yeah, I mean he's
on the flat.
On the flat, he's versatile. He'll still be galloping when maybe one or two of the others are stopped. But whether he's quite got the speed for the race or not, time will tell. But I'll tell you one thing: in Willie Mullins, he has one of the outstanding European trainers. He's a great trainer of jump racing, jump horses, and he's pretty good on the flat too.
Yeah.
And he's not a sort of guy that would just send a horse across the pond for the fun of it.
Well, I have to tell you, on paper, Jude and I looked at this race and we both said, what's wrong with Billabong? This is a horse that's been competing at a very high level all over the world.
Yep.
How about his chances in here?
If he's absolutely the top of his game, he's in the mix. He hasn't run for a little while. He last ran in Qatar in February, and yep, he was ran very well that day. I was actually there for that race, and he really did run well. This distance is ideal for him. It was only a mile and a half in Qatar, and he was running on at the end. He couldn't get to the winner, but ran a very solid race. On his game, the trip and everything will suit him. I just have all of ours, closely matched, but I have him behind De Big Hoss.
De Big Hoss, who's the 9-5 favorite there in the St. Leger. And in case you're wondering, Alistair is doing all this without a single piece of paper in front of him. Jude and I are flipping through our past performances going, okay, how about this horse? How about this horse? That's how on top of things Alistair is with these Europeans. It's incredible.
Just wait for me to dry up.
He always sells himself a little short, but he definitely delivers.
Yeah, so. Do not bet the million races until you listen to this interview maybe 3 or 4 times, because there is so much information. All right, the Secretariat is race number 7, the first of the 3 consecutive Grade 1 races. Only one European coming for this one, and that's Long Island Sound, who came in for the Belmont Derby. Last time out, finished 6th in that race as the beaten favorite. How about Long Island Sound?
I think he's got every chance in this race. I know he was only 6th in back at Belmont, but he wasn't beaten far, and I think I've seen him a couple of times this week when he's been out on the track. He looks in great shape. There's nothing that I don't like about this horse.
Were you expecting him to go favored in that Belmont Derby last time out?
I was expecting him to be well regarded.
Yeah.
But the pecking order would have been perhaps in the O'Brien contingent be a little bit difficult to work out sometimes.
Sure.
when you see
it's not you know, it's happened a few times this year where Aiden has won races with what appear to be his second string.
Yeah. What makes Aiden O'Brien so good?
He's got a great team. He's very organized. I think he's just a naturally observant guy. He's meticulous. He's thorough. He knows his horses. And let's be fair, he's got some pretty good ammunition.
Yeah, he does.
You know, you've got a barn full of Galileos. That's that's a help.
I just want you to cut that out so I can just use it as my ringer on my phone, a barn full of Galileos. I just want to hear Alistair say that over and over and over again when the phone rings. It's like
we're going to send it to the farm. We're going to get some sponsorship out of that. That's a free plug.
I hope Aiden's not listening.
When you see that four-length defeat to Hawkbill, I mean, that should have made him the morning line favorite, right?
I mean,
I don't know why Beach Patrol is the morning line favorite, but 5-2 is probably a pretty square price on him.
I think it's good, and as you say, form behind Hawkbill is good.
Yeah,
Hawkbill has franked that form.
Right, right. What do you make of our local favorite, American Patriot? Do you like him at all?
Well, I don't. It's so difficult for me to sort of evaluate them all. I think it's a competitive race. I mean, I don't think there's any particular reason why there's no standout, is what I'm trying to say, I guess.
Yeah. Visiting with Alistair Donald from the International Racing Bureau for the 12th consecutive year here at Arlington Park on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Of course, he'll be back with us in early November at the Breeders' Cup as well, as we bring you all of that coverage exclusively here on HRRN, coast to coast and worldwide at horseracingradio.net. All right, Alistair, the Beverly D. The race preceding the Arlington Million, 1 3/16 on the grass. This is for the ladies, and I counted 6 Europeans in here, a few of those who have had opportunities in the United States already, with Bally Doyle, Mary Pop, Coolmore, Elusive Million, C. Calissi, who is the 7-5 morning line favorite, and Pretty Girl. Where do you want to start?
Well, Fofile.
Oh, did I get it right? Fofile? Was I way off on that one?
Well, she'd be an ex-European, too.
Yeah. Yeah, how did I miss that one?
Well, I mean, yeah, we, you know, it's Europe is well represented by ex-Europeans.
There you go. Yeah. It's a better way to put it.
Yeah. It's a terrific race, isn't it?
Yeah, really good.
Tremendous.
I think it's an absolutely wonderful race. And, it's not going to be... I mean, I think it's going to be tough, but I think C. Calissi is a worthy favorite. I like the European challenge, again, that's coming from Aiden in the shape of Bally Doyle and Coolmore. There are ifs and buts about them. Question marks, but if they are on their game, they will be there or thereabouts.
What went wrong with Bally Doyle last time out? She went favored in the Belmont Oaks Invitational July 9th and finished 13th. She was dead last.
Dead last and was eased. Yeah, yeah. I don't know what the problem was. There obviously was one, because that's not her true running. You've got to go back and look at some of her form. Behind Minding and so forth in the Guineas and things like that, and she's top class. The interesting thing, I think, is the draw for Bally Doyle coming out of gate one. She's going to have to break, and that will be critical. And if she breaks well, I think she'll be in the mix.
Yeah, you mentioned her form against Minding, and you look back to last year, she actually defeated Minding in a group two.
Yeah.
So she has some ability. There's no doubt about that. We'll see if Bally Doyle can rebound. You talked about Coolmore, who finished third in that Belmont Oaks Invitational.
Yeah.
Wasn't nearly as highly regarded at the windows. She was 16-1.
Yeah.
How about her chances in this spot?
Well, I mean, I suppose on the form, you have to say she's the second string. But what I actually said was just remember that Aiden has won a couple of races, the Irish Oaks this year, with his what was perceived to be his second string horse.
Yep.
I think what Aiden has done is bring four horses, and they all have chances.
Mr. Duchossois bought Mary Pop for this race, and we all know he loves to win this race if possible.
And
I think he's only
so,
won it once.
Yeah.
But what about this filly? She's 30-1, and I thought that was maybe – I mean, she's going to maybe even be more than that. I thought that was kind of an overlay.
It might be a little bit of an overlay, but, you know, I think there are probably better credential fillies in the field. So, you know, maybe that is realistic.
Fofile is a name you mentioned as I went through the roster of the horses that I considered to be Europeans. But you're right, Fofile began her career in Europe. She has had 6 consecutive starts here in the United States. She's a great stakes winner. Is she a major player in this spot?
I think so. The only thing I don't terribly like about it is she's drawn fairly wide. I think she's in the 12 post. And, you know, that's I don't think anybody's ever won it from 12, but gate 12. But then probably only in a couple of Beverly D's have there been a field as big as 12 or more. So, I mean, you know, we've got a big field this year. And I think I think actually it's possible to win the Beverly D from a wide draw. So it's maybe not too much of a handicap, but it's perhaps not ideal.
She's a 5-year-old daughter of Galileo, so Graham's doing his best to get a barn full of Galileos.
I'm sure he would love one, too.
Yeah, and look at the dam. Look at the dam. She was something.
Yes, 6 perfections.
6 perfections, you remember her?
Yeah, she certainly has the pedigree to Fofile.
I mean, if you're going to pick a winner on pedigree, then, you know, she'll be up there.
Yeah. The 2 long shots, Pretty Girl and Elusive Million. Much of a chance?
It's very hard to know. I mean, I think with Pretty Girl, she was a Grade 1 winner in Argentina. She then had a year off. She had 2 sort of moderate runs, and then she came back and won a listed race in France last time. She's back on track, and she's actually a pretty girl. She's a nice little filly, and she's been here all week doing well. But you know, this is a step up. It's a big ask.
All right, the Arlington Million, race number 9, set for 6:09 Eastern. That's 5:09 Central Time here in the Chicago area. Okay, I came up with 5 Europeans in here, Alistair, and tell me if I have them right. I have Decorated Knight, mm-hmm. Mondialiste, mm-hmm. Trister, who is mm-hmm. the 7-2 morning line favorite, Dovi, and Wake Forest.
Yeah, we'll do that. And Wake Forest has been over here with you for a little while.
Right.
Yeah.
And
he's doing well, I think. You know, so another great race. Really competitive. I'm not saying the morning line is wrong, and I wouldn't insult Joe for one second of Joe Christofek by saying he's got his morning line wrong. But I have the. The Europeans in a slightly different order of preference myself.
Is that Aidan O'Brien calling now?
Yeah, probably.
He's not happy with what he heard.
He doesn't have a dedicated ring?
Jude and I were talking about this last night. Mm-hmm. I don't see any way that Trister doesn't win this race. I think on paper he looks like the best horse. Am I way off?
Well, I don't know that you're way off, but I don't necessarily think that he's home and hosed as you do.
Okay.
Concerns.
Neither do I anymore.
Right. Redline that one.
No. He can win. Don't get me wrong. But what would worry me about Trister is slightly his running style. He tends to not be slow out of the gate, but he tends to settle in, run his races in from the rear, settle in the rear, and then he has to, and then he comes. He's got a hell of a turn of foot, and he comes with a great rattle, and he runs past a lot of horses, and you know that's what he does when he wins. To do that at Arlington is slightly trickier, because you know in Europe you're looking at a longer stretch run. You're looking at 2 furlongs, 2.5, maybe 3 furlongs straight to finish a race off on. Here you've got a furlong and a half. And, you know, I can see a situation where if he starts slow in a big field, he's got a lot of ground to make up, and he'll be coming with a rattle at the end, but he still might only finish third.
Okay.
You know, there's a, you know, it's possible to see a situation where, you know, the race would not be run to suit him.
Okay. How about the other Euros? Who else do you have your eye on in the Million?
Well, I have my eye on Mondialiste in the Million on the basis that He had a tough campaign last year. He won a Grade One in Canada. He then finished second to Tepin in the Breeders' Cup Mile. And, you know, finishing second to Tepin is no disgrace. She's a superman. She's proved that when she came over and won a race in the UK at Royal Ascot. And, as I say, he started the season a little bit with a couple of, you know, what you might call lackluster runs, but... He was then stretched to 10 furlongs last time in the York Stakes, the Sky Bet York Stakes, and made Time Test, who is a very decent performer back at home, pull out all the stops to win that day. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, this track, the ground, maybe a little rain, just ease it slightly. That will suit him too. It certainly won't inconvenience him. I think he's looked good all week. I think he's really on his game. Guess what? He's another Galileo.
8-1 on the morning line for Mondialiste.
Massively big.
Yeah, yeah.
In my view.
And when I was looking at his form just in general, it seems to me that the Lasix is a big plus for him. His two races in the United States were, in North America, were outstanding.
Yeah.
And I could see him, you know, the nondescript performances, the three he had between those races and the second place finish last time, you know, kind of looked to me on paper, and I know you can't tell who a bleeder is on paper, but it looks like, you know, maybe the Lasix would really help.
I don't think he's sort of Lasix dependent, but I mean, you know, it may help him. I mean, he's run some good races in Europe.
Yeah,
I think he just took a lot. I think he had a hard season. You know, at the back end of last season, he had you know, crossed the pond twice, you know, the first to Canada and second to the Breeders' Cup, and you know, I've lost my notes. I'm not using them.
then he had one more run,
that was in Hong Kong, I think, and that was just probably a bridge too far.
And he's kind of a hot horse on in the morning training and stuff, a little bit.
Oh, he's all right. He gets a little warm, but he's quite bouncy.
But maybe that mellows him out too. The Lasix might mellow him out. I just think the conditions are pretty ripe for him. I mean,
I think he's going to run huge.
Yeah.
Okay, Mondialiste, the one that Alistair Donald from the International Racing Bureau has his eye on in this year's Arlington Million. Jude, we sat here last year. Neither one of us liked the pizza man, and he proved us wrong. He ended up winning the race. We don't like him again this year.
Yeah. We're consistent, if nothing else.
He'll be thereabouts. And, I mean, you know, I'm expecting the pizza man to run a huge race. I mean, he loves it around this at Arlington, and he seems to... you know, reserve his best for the sort of middle of August. So I'm expecting him to be a factor again. I see no reason why not. I like Bill Mott's horse, World Approval. And I mean, we haven't actually...
Mark Cassie, World Approval.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, Mark Cassie.
I beg your pardon. The other horse that we haven't probably mentioned is Deauville. And
sure.
I think it's significant that Aidan is putting a three-year-old in the million. I mean... You know, on his Belmont Derby form, if he was in the Secretariat, he'd probably be the standout horse in the race. And I think he will. You know, I think you'll find he'll belong in a million.
And it is Deauville, not Deauville.
It's Deauville.
Deauville.
Well, you have to get a Frenchman on. we got a few of those on the premises.
Let's keep them out of it.
Let's get Florent Giroux to have a go at it. You know, next time you're talking to him.
Florent Giroux.
Aiden's bringing three-year-olds here, and that's maybe not the play sometimes.
It's slightly unusual for him. I mean, he's had a pretty good track record in the Secretariat over the last couple of years with obviously his three-year-olds. But
well,
he's
that's tended a straight to bring three-year-old a, race.
You know, it's a three-year-old race, but he's tended to bring the sort of older horses, the Cape Blancos and so forth, for the million. And it is slightly unusual, but he's got a lot of good three-year-olds.
He's Alistair Donald, International Racing Bureau. He has been with us now, as you heard, 12 consecutive years on this program. Look forward to visiting with you for the 12th consecutive year at the Breeders' Cup as well.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, sure will. Thanks for the time, buddy.
Thanks, Mike.
And Alistair, like all of our guests who appear on the program, receives a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race. Wear what you love. It's all there for you at EmbraceTheRace.com.